Josephine was a strong woman. I had to give her a chance to prove it. She faced the ceiling while she appeared to calculate how long she had known Clevel. I had started working for Crown about 6 months before.
You had been in his hotel suite numerous times before that night, is that correct?
Yes.
In fact, too many times to count.
She hesitated. That's where he worked. I was his assistant. I had to be there. Frank pointed at Ian Napier, who tapped on a keyboard. A photograph lit up the screen, a picture of Josephine in her little black dress, standing next to Clevel with his arm around her waist.
Defendant's Exhibit A. Can you identify this photograph for us, Ms. Navarre?
It's a picture of Mr. Clevel and me, taken at some event. I can't tell you when or where.
Perhaps we can winnow down that time frame. Do you recall when you purchased that dress?
In August.
Why did you buy it?
Mr. Clevel said I needed something to wear for an event. He gave me his credit card and told me to go down to Rodeo Drive.
He paid for the dress.
That's right. I had just graduated and couldn't afford to buy anything that would be appropriate.
So it's your testimony that a backless mini-dress was appropriate?
You should have seen what the actresses were wearing. My dress was pretty tame by comparison. Trial lawyers call Frank's strategy death by a thousand cuts. He would pick apart Josephine's story bit by bit, challenging each morsel in isolation, so that when he finished, the disassembled puzzle would flummox the jury. My job would be to put the story back together again before the trial was over.
Do you allow all of your employers to purchase mini dresses for you?
It was for work. He wanted me to go with him, and I had nothing to wear. So the answer is no, because I had never been to one of these events before.
That was a pretty big deal for you, wasn't it? Big Hollywood producer takes you out for a night on the town.
Josephine's voice was level. Like I said, it was an industry event. That's how business is conducted in Hollywood. You have to be seen so you can remain relevant.
Was that what you were doing? Remaining relevant?
I don't understand the question.
Never mind. I'll withdraw. Take another look at the exhibit, Ms. Navarre. Is that Mr. Clevel's arm around you?
It is.
Before the night in question, had he put his arm around you or touched you in any way?
You have to understand, this is Hollywood. Complete strangers will put their arm around you for a photograph. It doesn't mean anything.
But we can agree that the night in question was not the first night Mr. Clevel touched you. Is that right?
If you say so.
Let's turn back to the night in question. You testified that you met Mr. Clevel in his suite, wearing this dress, and drank champagne.
Right.
Did you often drink alcohol with Mr. Clevel?
Not often, but there were times it was expected. I couldn't say no. I was afraid of losing my job.